Now, when you buy, you know, a few cans of food at a store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Bags, some of them.
Okay. Well, what do you call a large bag that's made of this loosely woven cloth? Like, you might say that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes would come in one of these.
Some of them call them cruller bags. Some of them call them just bags, big bags. Uh-huh. Some of them white, you know.
Right, but you'd call them a
crocus bag.
Crocus bag, okay. Well, what do you call a small musical instrument that's sort of square that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
You're talking about a mouth organ, aren't you?
Yeah, you can call it
a harp.
You'd call it a harp, mouth harp, or a mouth organ?
I call it a mouth harp.
Uh-huh. Good. Well, what would you call another kind of little musical instrument that's made out of metal that you hold between your teeth and you pick at it?
I don't know what I can think about that. I don't know.
Okay. If you think about it, you let me know. Well, now, with your grandchildren, I'd love to know what you call this. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board and it's balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end and one child sits on the other, and they go up and down?
That's a seesaw.
Seesaw. Okay. Well, what do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Well, what we used to make up. We just call it a merry-go-round, just put up something on the stuff. Mm-hmm. Go around, it's just a merry-go-round.
You just call it a merry-go-round, okay. Well, what do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives or scythes with?
Flint stone, I call it.
Flint stone.
Some say flint rock.
Some say what?
Flint rock.
Flint rock, but you call it flint stone. Okay. Well, now this is a question. I wondered if you would help me to distinguish between different kinds of fences, if you know about different kinds of fences, because I'm supposed to draw some pictures. If I can, but I don't know. What would you call a pale fence? Do you know what that is?
Yeah, that's a pale fence that boards up.
The boards
you
are
see,
up.
Yeah, boards up, standing up. But that's what they call a paved fence.
A paved fence.
Paved fence.
Paved.
Got paved fence all around the house. Ain't you seen people with them boards sticking around?
They're just straight up and down.
That's right.
And are they small boards or are they
just small? Some of them small, mm-hmm. large as your hand, and some large.
Mm-hmm. But about as large as your hand. Mm-hmm. And this is called a paved fence.
That's what I call it.
Okay, fine. Well, what about a paling fence? Have you ever heard
paling.
Of it?
Paling.
Paling. Uh-huh.
Well, I reckon that's when they used to have these rails. I reckon they paved. I couldn't tell about a paving fence.
Well, what about a pale garden fence? Is there any difference?
Not a bit if they got boards.
Uh-huh. Well, boards. What about a picket fence? You're like me, I don't know either.
Yeah, that must be some of that. It's paved, you stand up, it ought to be picket.
Uh-huh.
Now, I wouldn't know exactly.
Okay, well, what about a slat fence?
No, well, that's just a board fence.
That's
just
a board
straight board fence.
A straight board fence.
Yes.
And what about a rail fence?
Well, that's a rail fence. You know, you put rails fence, you put it, you know, your limb kind of crooked thing.
Yeah, sort of like this.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Laying the rail fence.
Okay. Well, I also wanted to ask you, do you have different names for different kinds of rail fences?
I don't.
Okay. I don't either. You can tell that some men made up some of these questions.
That's right.
They know all about these
That's
things,
right.
Not us women.